Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Big news of the day nationwide is the air travel issues. So we're going to check in with a travel expert. His name is Bobby Laurie, and he co-hosts a show called The Jet Set Travel. He's seen once a month locally here with Pittsburgh Today Live. They call it PTL on KDKA-TV. And also makes appearances on the networks. So I'm curious because Bobby has written a Thanksgiving travel playbook, how to outsmart the shutdown and still make it for dinner. Bobby, welcome to KDK. Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
We're good. I mean, we're good because Paul and I, our anchorman, aren't flying anywhere anytime soon.
Exactly right.
However, I love Thanksgiving travel playbook. Help us outsmart the shutdown and still make it for dinner.
Yeah. Well, you know, things are going to get really iffy starting today. And airlines are taking a look at their schedules and trying to figure out which flights are going to get cut first. And it's going, you know, the airlines are going to be protecting their most profitable flights. They're going to be protecting those transatlantic flights. They're flights that go from hub to hub and between major cities and secondary cities. But those flights that go to the regional airports on regional jets, those are going to be the ones where you really have to look out and be prepared with an alternate route in the event your flight gets canceled.
Yeah, I guess it really doesn't matter how big the planes are. We're just talking about a reduction in the number of flights and the number of planes that have to be handled, not how many people are on them.
That's true, except for the fact that, you know, the regional flights, the smaller jets that only seat 50 or so people, they also take a departure and arrival slot at an airport. So airlines are looking at cutting some of those flights first because it'll be the least impact. And on those regional flights, usually from the hubs, there's one or two flights to a specific destination a day. So if that one flight gets canceled, the airline has another flight to rebook you on. So they are looking at those. But if you are booked on a larger plane, chances are right now you're going to be okay.
So what are your cheat codes? Because TSA has also been affected by the shutdown with some people not showing up in many airports, causing long, long delays to get through.
Yeah, so a good cheat code is, you know, on the TSA's website, they actually have a wait tracker, if you will, of how long it's going to take to get through security at all the major airports. So take a look at that when you're getting ready in the morning to gauge just how early you need to actually get to the airport. The TSA also has an app. You can use the app to track the wait times at your given airport. I would also say something to do is download the app for the airline that you are traveling on. If your flight is going to be affected by this 10% capacity reduction, you're going to get the alert in the app or via email. But in the app, you can rebook yourself almost immediately. Also, airlines, when this happens, especially if we end up with some weather delays and cancellations, which usually happens in the month of November, depending on how long this is going to progress, airlines are going to also be looking at rebooking and trying to place you on other airlines as well. So have a backup plan in place. If they can't get you there on their airline, make sure you know what other airline you might be able to take that they can book you on.
You know, Bobby, we've had reports well before now about a lot of delayed flights, and I would assume that is going to get worse. And the second question behind that is, are there airports to avoid making connections in right now?
That is a good question. You know, going back to what I just mentioned about weather, you know, if weather comes into play with all of this, things are going to get messy. One of the airports where you always look at some pretty decent weather delays would be Chicago O'Hare. And generally, a lot of flights connect through there because it's an airline hub for two of the majors in the United States. That would be one that I would keep an eye on. I would also keep an eye on Denver. It's another airport where you look at multiple airlines connecting through there, and everyone's going to have to put that 10% reduction in. So flights to cities out of those major hubs are just going to see less flights, less seats, and less capacity.
One of the tips that you give that I think is really important is when you're setting your own flights up, make sure you book a longer layover time, right, Bobby?
That is correct. Yeah, a longer layover time, so you're not running to that connection, especially if, you know, if we're going to be looking at less seats out there. So if there is only one flight a day to the place that you're headed to, you don't want to be the person, you know, sprinting through the airport trying to get on that one plane and then getting stuck in that airport overnight. Something to think about, too, you know, these delays and cancellations are outside of the airline's control, which means the airline is not responsible for giving you a hotel night free if you get stuck overnight, or meal vouchers if you're stuck in the airport. Because it's out of their control, it's all up to you. If it was something within their control, like a mechanical situation, then yes, the airline does have to compensate you with that hotel stay or a meal voucher. But here, you're on your own unless you have travel insurance.
Any other strategies to employ before people start making reservations on the Thanksgiving holiday?
Yeah, you know, I would say, I already mentioned, you know, downloading the airline's app, but something else to do is to make sure you follow the airline you're flying on social media. When these delays and cancellations hit, you don't want to be waiting in those long lines at the airport, and the 1-800 numbers for these airlines are going to be jam-packed with 3- and 4-hour wait times. But all of the airlines employ a social media team that you can chat with in real time on any of the social media networks, that they can actually rebook you on the spot if you can't do it in the app by yourself. So avoid the wait line. Don't make some added stress to your travels, especially around the holidays. Just open up your favorite social media network, chat with the airline, and get yourself rebooked. My biggest tip, though, book yourself on the first departure of the day if you absolutely can. Airlines call that the originator, and that's what their on-time arrivals are based off of for the rest of the day. If that plane departs late, it's going to cause a domino effect. So they really focus on getting that airplane out first in the morning. So if you're booked on that, chances are you're going to be able to get off without a hitch.
That is a great piece of advice. And before you go, Bobby, you, for many years, were a flight attendant, so you literally know the ins and outs.
Yes, I was. I flew for 10 years. I've also worked through a government shutdown where we did have air traffic control issues as well. You know, it's one of the things to remember, especially when you're traveling around the holidays, but now even more so because of the capacity cuts and the government shutdown, is we're all in this together. Treat everyone the way you would like to be treated, and we'll all weather the storm together.
Really appreciate your time, Bobby. Great to meet you, and I know you're seen locally on PTL on KDK-TV once a month, so if you don't mind, we'll check back with you in the future.
Sounds good. I'll be here. Nice meeting you as well.
All right. Bobby Laurie. Laurie, if you want to search him up.
If you want to just spell it Expert, right?
Right.
Yeah, wow.
If you want to search up, he puts out a lot of great information when it comes to travel. Listen for The Drive at 5, top stories driving the day's news. Weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap. Brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh Demand, the yellow van. Yesterday, Colin had a really engaging conversation with United States Senator Dave McCormick about the government shutdown in particular.
Yeah, I've got a nice clip coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Yes, and for those that don't know, he's a Republican. Democratic Senator John Fetterman is also voting to open the government up, but he is the lone senator, I believe, or maybe one of two.
Right.
From the Democratic side, and urging people to get this government open so
by
we can feed our families.
We have a headline here that I've been meaning to get to and I wanted to share with you. It says, Senate GOP eyes key vote today in different approach to end shutdown. They hope the plan attracts enough Democratic support to end the stalemate. We'll see.
I'm curious if they do find at least a way to open the government, even if it's temporary, what will happen to the SNAP recipients who are waiting.
Will they be back online fast enough that it won't take long?
Right.
I would hope so.
Right, because we're hearing from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Demand is way up. 100,000, 130,000 families affected here in Allegheny County alone, 2 million across the state. And then, as we just detailed, the travel issues that are created now by personnel from the FAA, traffic controllers, TSA. We've been pretty fortunate here.
Now, we have a shutdown, which means that there is going to have to be a restart. It's going to take some time in some places, I would imagine.
To ramp back up.
Yeah.
That said, a couple of other notes. We've got the Veterans Day Parade tomorrow. That is at 10:30, starting at downtown Pittsburgh. And if you haven't been, it's pretty impressive. And it's a great way to support the men and women who have served us and their families who have also sacrificed. And this is one city where it really has an impact, because per capita, we have one of the biggest veteran populations in the country. And we're going to talk to the founder of It's About the Warrior Foundation here coming up, Steve Monteleone.
Really makes Tuesday a lot more special knowing that, doesn't it?
It does. And Monday's the Marine Corps 250th anniversary. That's going to be a party somewhere. I know. They started last night.
Raising one for the hook and anchor.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to reach out. I want to get a Marine Corps general on Monday.
Let's do that. That sounds like fun.
And give us just his take on the historical importance in his mind of the United States Marine Corps. But as we mentioned earlier, the Army celebrated their 250th in June. Last month, it was the Navy's 250th, and the Marines coming. But the nation wasn't officially a nation yet.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy? Our military branches, those three in particular, are obviously the Air Force came much later and not until this century. And that came after World War II, basically, because they used to be known as the Army Air Corps.
Mm-hmm.
And you ever been to a Veterans Day parade, Aaron? Downtown?
No, I actually never have.
They used to do it on November 11th, no matter what day of the week.
That's what I'm used to. That's actually my sister-in-law's birthday. And, I mean, November 11th is, in my mind, Veterans Day. So when did that change happen?
Well, they just changed when they do the parade. Veterans Day is still on the 11th.
Okay, yeah.
And it remains a federal holiday, but... You know, so many events like the one we're talking about now, they move them to the weekend, a handier day.
Yeah, maybe I can make it this weekend. I think, like I said, the longer I work here and the older I get, I'm able to really, really just appreciate. You think, you ponder.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What they've done for our nation, you know?
And as we learned yesterday, the Grand Marshal, who was with us, Andy Neget, a Marine, who was wounded with a rocket-propelled grenade in his service in Vietnam that took 80% of his jaw.
My gosh.
And yet he's still, over every single day, as he explained to us, is a challenge. But what I was impressed with was, even though he has every reason to be bitter, he was the opposite. Now, he was grateful for his opportunity to serve and help his fellow veterans. And I think there's some real wisdom in listening, because I've asked many of these veterans, what can we do to help you? Truly. I mean, thanking them for their service is one thing. And they've all said they appreciate that. But sometimes just listening to what they, even if they're not talking about their service, and don't ask certain questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just listen and, you know, be there for them so that they know in those quiet times in the dark that they're not alone and they are appreciated. This is the Big K Morning Show, and joining me, he is the founder and executive director of It's About the Warrior Foundation. In 2012, on an idea, seven-year United States Air Force veteran, Steve Monteleone, who's become a good friend. Steve, good morning.
Morning, Larry. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you being here. I know that this is a very special weekend through Veterans Day on Tuesday, and very important, I know, for people to understand the mindset, and you've dealt so closely with your fellow veterans over the years. Post 9/11 in particular, that year, a 20-year war. So there are a lot of men and women who are still struggling, and we want to find ways to help. So what was the genesis of you founding this organization?
To be honest with you, I was with a bunch of friends of mine at Old Stonewall in Elwood City, they're golfing, and I just had brought it up to the PGA pro there, Sean Swedinski, and some other guys about, hey, let's have a golf outing and raise money for local veterans. And if you would have told me, you know, 15 years later, it's a pretty cool little small nonprofit for veterans, I probably would have told you you're crazy. But that was the genesis of it, and it just took off.
And for those that don't know, this is a home base. This is made and founded in the region, so it helps our veterans in the tri-state. And I know you've come a long way with many of the vets, but there have been many challenging times, particularly those late night phone calls you have gotten.
Yeah, that's one thing that when I started, I had not prepared myself for. I really didn't know that was going to come, but as it came, you know, I got a lot of phone calls at night, guys struggling mentally. You know, drinking, drugs, and all that stuff. And, you know, it was hard at first to deal with, but, you know, I took some classes with the psychologists and some mental health providers, and I got certified through the state police with suicide prevention. And it really helped me cope with those veterans that are calling me in the middle of the night and just, you know, try to calm them down and talk them off what their bad decision can be.
And in that regard, I know that one of the things that is really tragic is the number of men and women who have taken their own lives over the years, which obviously is first and foremost what you want to prevent. But there are other wounds that aren't as obvious and maybe not as grave, too. So my question, Steve, is always, what can we civilians do to help? We can't ever fully understand what they've gone through, but many of us want to help.
The best thing you can do if a veteran's struggling, just let him talk. You know, let him get it off his chest. Listen to them. You know, let them vent what they want to get off their chest. That's what I do at first. If somebody calls me in the middle of the night, I just let them vent, and then I, you know, just basically ask them some questions. You know, what's their issues, stuff like that. And that's the best thing to do is just listen, because they really just want to be, you know, available and have people available to talk to so they can get things off their chest. It's basically what it comes down to.
And one of the things you've been most successful with, as you have shared with me, is the gathering you're having now with other vets where they feel a lot more comfortable sharing some of the stories they would otherwise not do with other people.
Yeah, it's one of the things I really focused on the last 6 years is mental health. So what we do is once a month we have veteran meetings at our office in Wexford. And we average about 14 guys a session. You know, and there's no professionals there. There's nobody from the VA, no licensed professional there, counselors. It's just us sitting around in a circle and just talking. And when I first started it, you know, a while back, it was really emotional. We had a lot of anger, a lot of crying. You know, I told everybody, hey, look, we're not here to judge anybody. We're not here to point fingers. You know, say what you got to say. And, you know, typical veteran style, that's how it was. And it's been really therapeutic for everybody. And so we do that once a month. And, you know, the first step is getting them to come through the door. And once they do that and they see that, hey, this isn't anything I thought it would be, and it's been very helpful for a lot of veterans. And also we have an equestrian program that we started a while back as well with Orchard View Stables in Wexford. And I can't tell you how that program has changed a lot of our veterans' lives as well.
It's amazing, Steve, the power that the horses have in connecting. And I know that there are young people on the autism spectrum that have utilized the equestrian programs, and it's been so successful for veterans. That's a really great and relatively new offering. And you got another big deal coming up next week at Rivers Casino for Y108, our brother station with Cal and Amanda. You've got the Star Spangled Banger. A lot of talent going to be performing.
Yeah, they have a bunch of acts, a couple of local acts, and then a bunch of acts from Nashville coming up. We're the beneficiary. It's a great night. We did it last year, and we had a blast. You know, we had I think I'm bringing 19 veterans and a guest, and it's just a great night for the camaraderie and having a good time. And you know, that's one thing that we try to focus on as well, is you know, having events throughout the year where we can get together as a group, as a family. So it's pretty cool to see, because then, you know, the kids are making new friends, the wives are making new friends, and obviously the veterans are making new friends as well. And you see that, and that's what it's about. You see that camaraderie that you didn't have, or you miss, I should say, when you were in the military.
And that is November 13th, next week, already on Thursday night. Lanco, George Burge, Cameron Marlowe, Graylin James, Red Farron, Randall King, Morgan Gruber, who's a great young talent from here, right?
Yeah, we actually sponsor her the last 2 years. We sponsored her tour, helped her out a little bit, and because she's giving back to us, so we gave back to her, and she's great. She's been awesome. So she was on American Idol, I think, 5 years ago, maybe 4 years ago.
Yeah, and I remember she would come and sing the national anthem for your golf event too.
Yeah, she's come to our event. She sang in our Sportsman's Bash a couple times. Has sung the national anthem. She's great. She's actually moved to Nashville. She's coming back next week for that.
And that again is next Thursday at Rivers Casino's Event Center. It's about the Warrior Foundation, IATW.US. They've got other events going on, and including hockey, which is a great relief and stress reliever. And Steve, thank you for all you have done for our veterans, and thank you for your service.
Hey, thank you very much, and thank you for having me all these years. You're the best.
You got it, brother.
With more than 800 flights cut today, travelers have good reason for concern.
Tons of anxiety.
It's nerve-wracking.
I'm actually more worried about getting back.
A lot of people have expressed that same sentiment. It's not even so much of getting where you want to go. It's, hey, am I going to be able to get back? We had a travel expert, Bobby Laurie, on, and you can check him out. Just search Bobby Laurie, and he's got kind of a cheat code for dealing with this in the moment.
Some really good pointers, in fact. In Louisville, it's now 13 dead and 9 missing after the UPS crash. Now, the mayor out there says the grim task of finding and identifying victims continues.
The teams will be out there searching through the debris now in what's called a delayering search.
And really unimaginable in this scenario. That's really, at this point, after all the time that has gone by, you have 9 people missing.
And at PPG Paints Arena.
The puck smartly moving around on this power play for Pittsburgh. And Rust, he was the shooter. Kindle seam pass. Shot. Score! Kindle to Crosby. A power play goal. And the Penguins have the lead.
So, Larry, with that, Sidney now leads the NHL with 11 power play goals. He scored 2 of them last night.
Yeah, and he outbattled Alexander Ovechkin, who the night before scored his 900th goal, all-time record for the NHL. And halfway through the first period, the fans at PPG were shown a video of that goal on the big screen, and the place gave him a standing ovation.
That's awesome. And, yeah, that's so good.
Yeah, it's just good sportsmanship, and it was a great night. Mostly because Sid scored 2 and won the game. Thank you, Paul.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.